After nearly 22 years with the Ann Arbor District Library, Director Josie Parker announced that she's retiring next February. This is Lisa Berry, and she joins us now on 89.1 WEMU to tell us more about her big announcement. Welcome, Josie Parker. And I really mean it when I ask this. How are you doing? That's a big life decision.
Thank you, Lisa. I am doing fine. It is a big decision. I think it should be a big decision. And I know when I was much younger and I would hear about someone retiring, I didn't think anything about it, but now I realize I wasn't thinking fairly about their work or what their contributions were, because it is a big decision. And so, yes, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I've decided to retire February 28th next year.
Let's talk a bit about your work and your contributions to the Ann Arbor District Library System. What comes to mind first? What are you, I guess, most proud of?
For me, it's how well used the system is, and we've sustained that use over more than a decade now. That's what I'm proud of, is that it's all the different ways people access the public library now and how much they do in Ann Arbor. That's something I'll always carry with me.
In case people don't realize it, it's about much more than just books at the Ann Arbor District Library. And I know I was surprised to hear about this tool collection that you have, an unusual tools collection. Was that your doing, or were you behind that?
I'll be honest with you, it wasn't my idea, but I supported it completely and fully. But I think that the tools collection is an example of a direction the public library's gone in that is very much based on the same loaning principle as print material, but very different in its format, but has grown and been used. And the suggestions for what we should circulate now generally come from our public, which is fantastic.
In this high-tech digital age, 2021, I feel like people have access to books and all these things wherever they want, yet it seems like the Ann Arbor District Library has remained very vibrant and necessary in the community.
It's interesting. COVID, the experience of COVID, sort of pulled the curtain back on that and Ann Arbor. While, yes, it's high-tech, and yes, you can stream video and recorded books or books to read, still there was a high demand for the experience of the public library. So within days of closing in March of 20, I think I'm getting, I have to get my years right.
Right, yeah.
We were online with story times right away, live story times online. And then we were filming them so people could go back and look at them again and children could see them if they weren't able to see them live. And that hasn't changed. We're still doing that. With COVID and the circulation of print material and items that people browse for on the shelves, so it's now both. It will never, ever be one or the other. It's going to be both as long as both are available.
Did the pandemic have anything to do with your decision to retire?
No, the pandemic did not have anything to do with my decision to retire. My granddaughters have everything to do with my decision to retire. I call them my E's. Their first names each begin with an E, so they are my E's, and that's my play on words, and you and your listeners can figure that out. I am very much looking forward to spending a lot more time with my E's.
What would you like to see the future of the Ann Arbor District Library System be or look like now that you're retiring?
The library is in a really great place right now because it proved itself to its community and to itself during COVID. All of the things that we've put into place, all the directions we've taken, doing things that are not typical for a public library, those are the things that we rested on most heavily during COVID in terms of service delivery and getting out information to people. I think that the library in Ann Arbor won't go backward. Whatever direction it goes in now will remain an innovative one and an interesting one. And I think that I can reassure the community who worry about the availability of print material that for the public library in Ann Arbor, it's clear as long as we can purchase material in print, we will. But the future of print isn't ours to decide. We'll just be here as long as we can do it. I think that programming, the community spaces. The actual spaces themselves matter a lot to people, and access to those spaces matter a lot to people. We saw it with the power outages around town several weeks ago. We were full to the brim in our buildings that had power because people needed to be somewhere to be able to charge their devices, but also just be somewhere where they could get out of the heat. And I think that our spaces provide that, and we know it. And as long as any space utilization or development in the future is intentional in that way, the library will be doing its job.
Josie Parker announcing she is stepping down as executive director of the Ann Arbor District Library next February. We wish you much ease with your ease, if you get my words there.
Thank you.
And best of luck, and thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.